The First Holiday Inn is the Southern Gateway Chorus's annual holiday program. And joining me are Doug Watson and David Beaudry from the Southern Gateway Chorus. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Anne.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
The First Holiday Inn? Would you care to explain that?
Well, that's something that came out of the brain of one of our baritones, Gary Ellerhorst, who writes most of our shows. And I'm not certain where that came from, but it'll be good.
Well, tell us what's on the program.
The program will feature, of course, Southern Gateway Chorus in the First Holiday Inn segment. But in addition to that, we will have several other groups involved. We'll have quartets. We're going to have the Rhine Family Quartet, chapter quartets. We're also going to have, and this is interesting, two groups singing a cappella, a male group and a female group that are formed from local area high schools, and they'll be taking part in the show. In addition to that, we are having what we call the Season's Grand Chorus. And the Season's Grand Chorus is when we invite gentlemen from the community to come to several of our rehearsals, learn a couple of holiday songs with us, and then perform them on the show with us. And the unique piece of that is that for every community member who comes and sings with us, Southern Gateway members reach in their pocket and make a contribution, a donation, to the Free Store Food Bank. And we've successfully raised several thousand dollars in the past doing this.
What kind of music are we going to hear? Obviously, holiday music. So what kind of holiday music?
Well, it'll be a general cross-section of holiday music. There will be a fair amount of secular music as well as non-secular. Of course, all of it will be sung a cappella by all the performing groups.
As far as Southern Gateway Chorus is concerned, you are a big chorus with lots of smaller ensembles, correct? How many members do you have?
Well, right now we have about 72 active members. We have the main chorus, but then we will form, depending on the need, smaller what we call VLQs. VLQ stands for a very large quartet. So it's anywhere from 15 to 25 people, depending on what the need is for a particular performance.
We also have then representation in probably about 9 or 10 different quartets, some that are formed completely with chapter members and others where we might have one or two members of the quartet from the chapter.
The kind of arrangements you do, would you consider them barbershop quartet, or how would you define them?
There are barbershop arrangements generally. Several of them would not be considered as competition-type barbershop pieces, but they are all a cappella, and they are all pretty much sung the same way, with the melody in the second voice rather than the top, as you hear in many singing groups.
And who does your arrangements? Do you have people within your company who do them?
We have an arranger within our chorus, Mr. Don Gray, but we also go out across the United States and sometimes commission works from other arrangers.
And you mentioned competition a little earlier. You have quite a record of medals and great rankings from your competitions.
Yes, we generally qualify for the international competition, which is held every July 4th weekend. This next year, we will be competing and representing Cincinnati in Pittsburgh.
This is for the whole chorus?
Yes.
So the First Holiday Inn program is going to be held at the Macaulay Center, and that is in, I believe, in College Hill, correct?
That's correct. And it's at 6000 Oakwood Avenue. The Macaulay facility is just a lovely auditorium. It's very, very convenient for people to get in and out of. There's parking available in the rear, and you can walk right in on the same level and not have to worry about stairs. And the acoustics are wonderful in that auditorium.
One thing I haven't asked about, and that is your director. Do you work with a director? Because barbershop quartets traditionally don't.
We are extremely fortunate to have Jeff Legters as our director. Jeff basically has grown up as a barbershopper in the Southern Gateway Chorus and has been elevated now to our frontline director and is doing a marvelous job with the chorus.
How long has the Southern Gateway Chorus been around?
We've been representing the Cincinnati area for about 58 years now.
And in addition to winning recognition and medals, you've also performed with the Pops. You've performed at Riverbend. Have you performed at Carnegie Hall?
Yes, we have. We've performed in a number of big venues in other cities around the country. But we've been fortunate here in Cincinnati to be able to, as you said, perform with the Pops, perform at Riverbend, perform at Music Hall. We've been at the Aronoff, most of the big venues, as well as a number of churches and schools.
And it's only one performance, is that right?
It is just one performance, yes. And so it's December 13th at 7:30 in the evening, and just that one performance.
And following the concert, there is something new this year.
Yes, this year we're having a reception right there at Macaulay, which will be a punch and cake reception, which will give us the opportunity for the chorus members to visit a little bit with several members of our audience. And we look forward to that. It's brand new.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful way to usher in the holidays. And thank you so much for joining me. My guests have been Doug Watson and David Beaudry from the Southern Gateway Chorus, and their concert, The First Holiday Inn, is Saturday, December 13th at the Macaulay Performing Arts Center in College Hill. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.